Heard those cracks, folks. Hey, welcome back to another episode of The Lounge here. We're back here. It's a little 2 week bender with Dylan, so he's back.
Hello, everybody.
He's
good,
back.
Good to be back.
Yeah. So hopefully that the audio is a little bit better, because I don't know about you if you listen to the podcast.
Yeah, I
did you think the audio was fine?
I thought it was fine. I didn't notice any issues. Okay.
Because for me, I had to like turn when I was listening to it on my headphones. I had to turn my volume like all the way up.
Oh yeah, I did have that issue. I had to turn it very high up.
Yeah.
To get it.
So, hopefully, I turned the mics up a little bit. So hopefully that will resolve that issue. But, yeah, we're back for another week. Hope everybody's having a good Saturday morning here. It's a little gloomy out here in Milwaukee.
Yeah, it is. It's been.
It's been gloomy.
The whole week.
And that's what I was afraid of, dude. Because It was sunny and it was pretty nice, good weather, and then the clouds came in. Now it's just not going to be sunny anymore.
Yeah.
So the sun's going to be a rarity for us now.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Hope everyone's doing well. Hope you're doing fine. Thanks for coming on.
Of course. It's always good to be on the lounge.
And I feel like we got a lot to talk about because two pretty main events happened last night.
Mm-hmm.
Marquette played Maryland yesterday, which was a nail biter. You watched that game, right?
I barely saw it, unfortunately.
I only saw the second half because we got back.
Yeah, I was checking the score, and it did seem to be a nail biter, but I didn't get to watch most of the game.
Well, I can talk more about it because I watched it was a nervy end. And then there was a big fight, didn't really turn out to be very big. I'm not gonna lie.
Not sure you can call it a fight.
No, it really wasn't a fight. But Jake Paul fought Mike Tyson, and I feel like for all the hype that they made it out to be with like a whole documentary on Netflix and everything.
There was a documentary?
Yeah.
What the hell? What was there to document?
Their training and like how they were going to like beat each other, and it just didn't, I don't know.
That's crazy. Yeah, it was disappointing to say the least.
And first of all, the whole Netflix site was crashing.
For real. It was actually, we got lucky. Our stream was, like, kind of good for, like, over an hour. And then in like round four, it just
Just,
it fell apart. We didn't see the last half of the fight.
Well, you probably knew. Well, you didn't miss a whole lot.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we it would keep like randomly like restreaming, and it was like round six, and we saw like Tyson had landed like 12 punches. It's like, bro, what are we doing?
Yeah,
man?
Ours was fine. Well, at the beginning, like we could not get it to run, mm-hmm. and then I signed it on the Netflix that I use on my roommate's computer, who hooked it up to the TV because our TV didn't work with the Wi-Fi. I think it was our Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
So we used like hotspots and stuff. And we did.
Oh my God.
We did get it to work. It was just like the quality was like not that good. It was like,
yeah.
It was all right. But
yeah.
We still got to see it. Still got to see the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. That's good. But, yeah. Netflix definitely. Netflix fumbled a bag, dude. It was not good.
I mean, I just don't think they expected. I mean, I can't wait to see the numbers.
Yeah, I know. I saw something this morning that, I mean, it was so bad that Antonio Brown was live streaming it yesterday on Twitter, and he had 7.4 million viewers. Like, that
wow.
is, so, I mean, if he was getting 7.4, I can't imagine what Netflix got.
I mean, I don't know. I just didn't think it was. I had a feeling that it wouldn't be a good fight.
Yeah, I don't know.
In the back of my head, I was thinking this could be really good. Like, they could actually go at each other. But then I was like, it might not be because this dude might not be able to last, like, two rounds. And he lasted, like, two rounds.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie. They said he won the first two rounds.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of how I was thinking about it. But I thought that, like, I thought Mike Tyson was going to be out there like LeBron right now. And he was the first two rounds, he was just going to – I thought he was going to knock him out within, like, the first two rounds. I knew if it was longer than that, it was over.
Like, after the two rounds, he just, like, did not, like, he was just, like, bouncing
yeah.
up and he was wobbling. And then he got hit and he got knocked off balance. I just felt so bad for him.
Yeah, dude, it was – I mean, he was barely taking – like, Jake was barely landing punches and he looked like he was about to fall. It was elder abuse, bro.
I felt
bro.
Bad, dude.
Yeah.
I felt really bad.
I know. We should – I don't know how that was allowed. 31-year age difference. That's crazy.
I mean, he hung in. I mean, he lasted the whole fight, which I guess is respectable.
Yeah, I think it's more like disrespect to Jake Paul that he didn't knock a 58-year-old out
like
in eight rounds.
I feel like he didn't want to.
Yeah, he was probably holding back a little bit because he I don't know, but I also think a part of it is like, although Jake Paul could have gone on the offense, but if Mike Tyson lands one hit, I feel like Jake knew he could have died. Like,
yeah.
Mike Tyson can still hit pretty hard.
Yeah, I mean, I saw it in, like, some of the training, because when Friday afternoon, my roommates were watching the documentary for a little bit, and his training was, like, pretty intense.
Yeah, I know. I had seen, like, clips and stuff, and it looked pretty insane.
But I think ESPN or something posted that Jake Paul said that he could take on Mike Tyson in his prime.
Yeah, that he said he could face him at any point in his career. Like, that is,
and at one point, if he says that, that means he should be able to fight like an actual boxer. Then, you know
yeah.
what I mean? Someone that's like his age, and
one would think.
Like, I mean, if you say that, that's you're talking about like one of the greatest to fight.
Yeah,
you should be able to fight then. If theoretically you're saying you're able to do that, then you should be able to fight, like...
I know. Yeah, what one would think, but his next fight will probably be, like, against some 35-year-old UFC fighter.
Yeah, it'll be, like, a bomb, dude.
Yeah.
He'll probably be, like, Conor McGregor.
Yeah, it's going to be, like... Yeah, dude, I would not be surprised if it was Conor
It's
going to
be someone... It's just going to be, like, another, like, top celebrity that's getting older.
Yeah. I saw a thing Bleacher Report posted yesterday, and the top one they said was Canelo. That would be... That'd be kind of crazy.
I think he would get messed up.
I think Jake Paul would die if he fought Canelo.
I don't think he's a fighter. I just can't believe he used to be on Disney.
I know.
Disney
that's,
kids.
That's absolutely insane, dude. Just his whole like life trajectory.
The turnaround, it
yeah.
would be insane. To go from Disney kids star to boxer and
mm-hmm. Dude, it's just crazy that, like, if COVID didn't happen, this probably wouldn't be a thing. Like, I think he was just bored as hell.
I think he was just bored.
Like, you know what? Maybe I could be a professional boxer.
Wait, well, who was his first fight? Do you know?
No, but they were showing all his fights yesterday, and he has fought way more fights than I thought. He's fought 11 before Mike Tyson. I've only seen, like, three.
They showed his highlights, and he didn't look bad, but I don't know the quality of the fighters he was facing up against.
I remember the first one, he was fighting some, I think, UFC fighter who, like, retired. was it Anderson Silva?
I think it was Silva. I heard a Silva.
Yeah, and he literally, like, leaned into one of the punches, and Jake Paul, like, knocked him out. It was, the quality was not very good. Jake was just landing easy punches.
I don't know. I think, and he's gotten beaten once.
Yeah,
I think he lost once.
Did he lose to? Did he lose to Tyson Fury? Ooh. He lost to some guy named Fury, I think.
I think you're right.
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, he's 11-1 now?
Yeah, he's 11-1.
With like mediocre boxers, I guess.
Yeah,
and Mike Tyson's what, 50-6?
I think he was 49-6 yesterday, so I guess he's 49-7 now.
Still, I mean,
still insane.
They interviewed him and they were like, "Do you think this is your last fight?" And he said, "Nah."
He said he was gonna fight Logan Paul next.
Nah, I think he's done.
Thank God, dude.
I think he can't. Like, I think that they said that he fought like 4 years ago.
Yeah, but it wasn't like a sanctioned match. I think it was just like an exhibition thing. He fought one of the commentators yesterday. Yeah, it was crazy because the guy was like, he didn't look this bad when I was fighting him.
I think 4 years ago, I think it would have been a better fight.
I mean, yeah, I feel like there's a pretty big difference between 54 and 58.
Oh yeah, I mean, pushing 60.
Yeah. That dude qualifies for AARP, bro. Get him out of the ring.
He should be retired. I mean, at the end, he was giving like one-word answers when they were interviewing him, and he just looked like he wanted to go home.
Yeah, probably, bro. Who in their right mind wants to be fighting at 58 years old? But, you know, he made $40 million in 16 minutes of action last night, so.
Respect for him.
On God, dude. That is more money than I'll see in my entire life.
I just don't know. I mean, I don't know why. Do you think it was staged?
I
don't think it was.
I think it was, like, partly staged where, like, maybe they both agreed not to, like, knock each other out. But I do think that, I mean, Mike Tyson being 58 years old, it's just, like, he can't be that aggressive. Or, like,
that's what I was telling people or, like, other people that were saying it was rigged. I was like, I feel like they would have had more action if it was, like, kind of staged, you know what I mean? I feel like they wouldn't just be bouncing around for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know about, is there a difference between staged and rigged? Like, I feel like it might have been rigged where, like, they were like, all right, no, let's not go crazy.
Yeah, maybe that. I can understand, but in terms of, like, deciding like a winner, or like actually like having punches flying, like I feel like that would have happened if it was like more fixed. I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah, I feel like they just kind of had like ground rules. They were like, don't murder each other, but we don't know who's gonna win. I feel like it was more like that, which is honestly worse than it being staged because it was so boring.
Yeah, there's probably like ideas that they were just like, all right, let's try not to like knock each other over.
Yeah, probably.
Because I mean, I think if Mike Tyson got knocked over, I don't think he was ever gonna get back up.
Yeah, probably not. Probably not. So
they maybe wanted it to last a little bit.
Yeah, I know. I was kind of surprised it went the entire time.
Me too. I thought it would last like half the time. I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah, because apparently Jake Paul before last night had knocked down or knocked out every single opponent.
Yeah,
and he didn't. Mike Tyson broke that streak. A 58-year-old broke that streak.
Did you like the walkouts or nah? Did you see those?
Dude, I'll come on and say it. I'm a Jake Paul hater, but that was the dumbest entrance I've ever seen in my entire life.
With the car?
Yes.
Well, yeah. That. We were all like, what are you doing, dude?
Why were they moving so slowly?
Yeah. They zoomed out and they were just going like 1 mile an hour. And we were like, all right, this is stupid. Like,
and dude, why was he driving out to Something in the Air tonight? Why was he doing that?
Oh, he was Phil Collins.
Yeah. That's a crazy walkout song.
Yeah. I don't know what. I liked Mike Tyson's though.
Yeah, dude. Mike Tyson's was timeless. It was
he looked locked in.
Yeah, I know.
He looked so locked in.
He looked dialed. I saw that and I was like, oh my God, he's going to kill this man.
Yeah, that's what we all thought. Like, when we were watching, we were like, he looked so locked in. We were just like, if I was Jake, I would be so scared right now, but.
Oh God, dude. Yeah, but, I did not understand what Jake Paul was doing. That. Did you see his entire like wardrobe for the night cost $1 million?
That's, you know, why? Why?
Yeah, it's absolutely insane, you know, dude.
I don't know. There's some people, man, that go overboard, and he's one of those people.
He's you can if you can accuse him of one thing, you can accuse him of doing that. Yeah, exactly.
The ego gets the better of him.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. He's probably going to fight someone more known now. I'm hoping, I guess.
I don't know. Dude, it's working. It's working right now. Why? Like, he can just keep doing this. He's probably made so much money from all of this. He made $40 million last night.
Yeah, and then the other fights, too, he's probably made a lot of money from.
Yeah. Like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
Because I mean, if he goes and fights like a real fighter, it's going to be embarrassing. Like, I feel like it's going to be embarrassing.
His career will be over.
Yeah, the person, like, dude, Floyd Mayweather would like actually kill him, I think.
Oh my God. Oh yeah. Why did they suggest Floyd Mayweather?
I don't know, dude. Isn't Floyd like old as hell too?
Yeah. He's definitely, like, the age gap would be insane.
Mm-hmm. Wait, did Floyd Mayweather fight Logan Paul? My roommate was saying that yesterday. Roman was saying that yesterday.
I think he did. Floyd Mayweather is 47 years old.
40, dude. Yeah, fight.
I think
fight someone.
But I think he would probably still lose.
Yeah, probably. I feel like I don't think Floyd would knock him out, but I think, I mean, Floyd has the. Isn't Floyd like the best defensive boxer of all time?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, no, Floyd boxed Logan Paul.
Did he win?
No official winner.
That's crazy.
So it was a draw, I guess?
Hmm.
Sold over 1 million pay-per-view buys.
That's insane.
And it was at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami.
That's crazy, bro. I do not remember that happening.
I don't remember it either. It was 2021.
2021.
Plus, I don't think it was PPV, so, like, yeah. Not a whole lot of people, like, watched.
Yeah, I'm not paying for that, bro.
Stream East that.
Oh, God, you dude.
Know? We actually resorted to that. We resorted to Stream East for a little bit because it wasn't working.
Yeah, my mom called me right before the fight started and was like, we haven't been able to get it to work. Are you guys seeing it? And I was like, hop on Stream East, man. It's working there.
Yeah. I'm wondering, I think my brother and my sister watched it, maybe. Or I know my parents didn't watch it, because if it was that late, no way.
Yeah, no.
It was late, dude.
Yeah, I hate when that happens. It started at like 10:45.
Yeah,
I
was like, that's, come on, man.
That's just crazy. My mom isn't like a big fight watcher, but
yeah, neither are my parents. My brother likes UFC a lot, so
really
he's into that stuff.
Yeah, they just all went over to my house yesterday, so my mom had to be the host,
the host, the for a fight that wasn't a fight.
Oh God, dude, for the hug sesh.
The prelims were better than that.
Oh God, dude, did you see the fight before?
The women's fight was a robbery, I heard.
Yeah, it was.
We didn't get it. We couldn't really get it to work, but it just looked like that one girl had all like her. She had more punches landed, more like everything, and she still lost.
Yeah, she also just like looked better. Like I thought,
and she got headbutted too.
Yeah, it was like a headbutted like multiple times. Like the
and
the,
she still didn't win.
Yeah, that's like crazy. The girl. It was, I think it was Taylor versus Serrano, and Taylor's the one that won, and Taylor, like Irish. Headbutted. She was Irish. That I had to support. But she hit like four headbutts on her.
Yeah, isn't that illegal?
Yeah, it was. But apparently Serrano, in her like the post game interview, she was talking about how that's been like a common thing in Taylor's career. Like she's known to fight dirty.
Dang. Yeah, I mean ours was like cutting in and out, so we didn't really get to see much of it. But we just saw the end of the stats, and we're like, how did Serrano not win?
Yeah, no, it made no sense.
And her trainer was like going off on the mic,
dude,
and everything.
Yeah. Did you see that part? He talked for like 3 minutes straight. That
you're
dude,
like, okay, buddy,
dude, your time is over, man.
We're here for the main fight. Shut up.
We're here to see a 58-year-old lose, bro.
We're here to see an elderly man.
Oh God.
Fight a 26-year-old in boxing.
Oh God, dude, nothing I'd rather do with my Friday night than watch that.
I wonder if like everybody here like put that on.
I feel like
I feel like a lot of people have Netflix.
Yeah, I feel like that was it's almost I mean, I wouldn't have watched the fight last night, but it was on Netflix. Like it was free, so I was like, might as well put it on.
I wonder if they like showed it at like bars or something like that.
Probably. I was wondering that too. I would be surprised if they didn't. I feel like people were probably asking them about that. I also feel like that's part of the reason you go out to bars is they have all those
they have the games
things.
And stuff. Yeah. I want to go to one of those bars that in the morning on like a Saturday or Sunday that have like the soccer games.
Yeah. When I was when I visited Charm and Nunez in Boston,
they have one.
Yeah. We went to an Arsenal
bar. Yeah. I know they have some in downtown. I just don't know like if they're affiliated with any team.
Yeah. Still, I feel like
I know Old German is kind of affiliated with Bayern München.
That makes sense.
Bayern Munich, because I've seen like their logo and everything, and it's Bavarian, so like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that makes sense.
You kind of can put two and two together, I guess. But
yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, moving on to like the basketball game. That was, I'm not gonna lie, it was a pretty fun game to watch.
Really?
Yeah.
My roommate John was telling me about it after. It seemed like a good game.
It was like we got back because we played soccer last night with it was us two and then Dylan's other two roommates.
Mm-hmm.
But we got back and the game was like, I think it was like 5 minutes left in the first half, I should say. Mm-hmm. And it was like neck and neck. So it was a lot of lead changes, I guess. And I didn't really get to see like who was playing well and stuff. I saw a couple good plays from like Stevie Mitchell and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Royce Parham.
Yeah,
you know,
he's been playing pretty
well. That dude is actually exciting to see because he's tall and he can shoot. He made like two huge threes.
Yeah, and he's not Ben Gold.
No. And then I don't like to talk like about players here because I know that some of them use this space.
Mm-hmm.
But like, yeah, he didn't really have his best game, I'm not going to lie.
Really? Yeah,
no.
He's had a rough start to the season.
It's okay, because I know he could turn around, and he's had some and I was telling my roommates yesterday, because, like, you can criticize him all you want, but then, like, he'll hit, like, a huge three, and then you're like, oh, he's back. But he, at the end of the game, he had, like, the first half, he had a pretty woeful first half, I'm not going to lie.
Really? Yeah.
I think our coach got into his ear. Because the start of the second half, he was like going up for tough rebounds. He got like a couple clutch blocks at the end of the game. So it was good to see that.
Yeah, that is good. I mean, I feel like that's always been his problem, though. Like, he has flashes. It's just the consistency part that's been a little tough for him.
Mm-hmm.
But what was I going to say? Yeah, I saw something that was like with like 5 minutes left in the game or something like that, the highest point like swing had been like Maryland was up by like 6 at one point.
Yeah.
But there was like a million lead changes.
Yeah, we had and I think we topped that, so we had the 8-point lead with like, I don't know the exact time, but it was around in between like a minute 30 and minute.
Yeah.
We had like an 8-point lead and they got it down to 2.
Yeah, I heard that we almost choked like really
like,
bad.
They scored like a three or a couple of nice buckets, Then we get a 5-second violation.
Oh my God, dude.
They score off of that. Then we go dribble down. Chase Ross gets it stolen from him, and they come down and score. So they get it down to 2. And then I believe that we come down. They foul Cam Jones,
mm-hmm.
who misses both free throws.
Dude, that's crazy.
They come down. We foul them. They miss both free throws.
Oh, my God.
And then we get the ball. They foul Stevie, and then he makes his 2. And
dude,
then that's how we win.
That's actually crazy.
It was a
bro.
Nervy end. It was so nervy. And I thought, I was like, we thought we were so comfortable with a minute left. Mm-hmm. We were up by 8. And then the 5-second, excuse me, the 5-second violation, I was like, oh, no.
Yeah,
and then they stole it, and I'm like, oh, no, dude. I was like, no. And then he missed 2 free throws, and I'm like, no.
Oh,
I was like, what
God.
Are we doing?
Dude, I feel like we always do that on the road against, like, a semi-good team. Like, do you remember last year when we were playing Purdue? We were up by, like, I think we were up by, like, 6 or 8 with, like, a few minutes left to go, and we, like, completely choked.
Speaking of which, are you going on Tuesday?
Oh, I don't have tickets right now, but I'd like to go.
I can find you some.
Really?
I definitely can find it. It might just be a little expensive, I'm not going
to
lie.
Okay, interesting. Well, I mean, I haven't gone to I only went to one half of one game this year, so I'd be willing to spend a little more.
Yeah, I'm gonna go, because it's on Tuesday, and I don't think I have anything on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
It's at 8 o'clock, I think, or 7.
O'clock. Yeah, it's at 8. I mean, I feel like it's going to be a good enough game to warrant going.
Yeah, if you want to, I think we're all going to go, me and all my buddies, so you could definitely come along with us.
Damn, that'd be fire,
yeah.
Bro.
Mm-hmm. Because this is going to be my first basketball game of the season, because
mm-hmm.
I haven't been able to go.
Yeah, I know.
Because they're Monday games.
Yeah, I felt like a bum, dude, but it's literally, they've been picking the worst
time for
the games.
They have the worst time, dude. On Mondays when I'm working, I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, literally, and it's like the only time I work, so it's like, I can't mess up this money right now, man.
So, with this win, and the thing is, Purdue beat the number 2 seed.
Yeah, that's pretty scary. That's not
so
good.
So they're going to, I mean, I don't know if, I think they're ranked higher than us. They're 13
and
we're 15.
They're 13, and they won pretty sure-handedly yesterday, so I think they'll move up.
I think they'll be in the top 10.
Yeah, I feel like they'll be like top 8.
And I think we will, honestly, after this, I think we'll be like 12th.
Yeah, I was going to say 13. I feel like we'll move up 2 to 3 spots.
Which is pretty good. And the thing is, what I'd like to say about this, a lot of people, people in terms of people that I know, that I've watched games with, were like, we're definitely not as good as last year. And like saying all this stuff and kind of just, it's like, oh, we're such a downgrade. Maybe we're overrated. And I'm like, I kind of disagree with you because, yeah, we lost like 2 of our main guys to the NBA. But we're still a good team.
I think it's just we look a lot different than we did.
People are not used to like having a floor general like Kola, because we just have Cam Jones, who kind of has to carry us now, and he did carry like in the second half. I don't know if you saw that.
All I saw is that he ended with 27 points on 63% from the field.
In the second, he took over so like. It was incredible. He like had a few tough layups, hits a deep 3, hits another 3, then gets an and 1. He just like, and this was when we were down by like 6 or down 8, and he completely just pulled us back into the game.
Dude, he's a dog, man.
I was, and he wasn't missing, dude. And he just, I mean, what is it, 61?
Yes, he was 62% from the field. I think he's shooting like 70% from the field on the year,
and
averaging 24 points per game. Like he has been on a tear.
Yeah, and I think he had like 3-4 threes or something that. Like, and one of them was like deep. Like he let it fly from like a decent amount, like the NBA line, maybe a little bit further because of the shot clock.
He's crazy, bro. Yeah, he's a. I saw posts. I saw like the early post of him being like the early front runner for player of the year.
I mean, if he's consistent, definitely could make an argument for that.
Yeah. I mean, dude, averaging 24 points per game over a season, I don't know how you could argue against that.
Yeah. 24 is like in the NBA is like 30 something, right?
Yeah, literally, bro. I mean, 24 and we're averaging like 70 a game, and people in the NBA are averaging like 120 a game. That's like, dude, he's averaging like 35. Like
the dude had 60 points yesterday.
Yeah. De'Aaron Fox.
60 points after Giannis had 59 the other day.
Yeah, Giannis had 59. I think there was something else. Dude, Wemby put up 50, I thought.
Oh, yeah, he did.
50 on like 8 threes.
As a 7'5" guy.
It's over for the league, man. It's insane.
Well, they got these superhuman athletes playing.
Literally, like, dude.
Just diminishes my chances of ever going to the NBA now.
God, dude. I'm thinking it might not happen.
I don't think it's going to happen. I really wish it was.
Oh, my God, dude. I think, dude, I wonder if Cam will go to the NBA, though. I feel like he'll get drafted.
No, if he's doing what he's doing now, he's for sure can be like a good shooting guard or.
Yeah. Dude, it's just crazy that if he does, at one point we had 4 NBA players on a team.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild to think about. Props to Shaka, man. I mean, that's crazy recruiting.
Yeah. Good for him. I mean, I think he's like the perfect coach for a school like this.
Yeah, I feel like he found his school. I hope he never goes away. Because, I hope
he pulls like a like an Izzo or whatever, and just stays here.
Yeah, I just love when that happens. When you find your right fit, who cares about like moving on to like a bigger school or making more money or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's already getting paid a pretty good amount too.
Yeah, what does a college coach make?
I think it depends because there's like salaries and stuff. So like, I think he's like $3 million.
$3 million. Oh my God.
Yeah, so he's getting a pretty good amount of money. Yeah,
that's insane. Yeah. That's like NFL coach numbers. That's
college
wild.
Basketball coaches make a lot of money. Yeah. Like how much do you think Dan Hurley's making? Probably a lot of money.
Not enough, man. Whatever he's making is not enough.
Do you think that he would have coached the Lakers well if he took that job?
I don't know. I feel like I haven't heard of many college coaches going to the NBA, but I mean, he seems like just an amazing coach. I don't know if I've ever seen, I don't know the last time a team two-peated. I think he could have done a good enough job, especially with LeBron.
Do you think they could three-peat?
Dude, I wouldn't put it past him. I don't know like anything about. I know UConn
I gotta
this
see.
Year.
I gotta see how they're doing.
Yeah,
they're three.
Yeah, hopefully they don't, bro. I want us to beat him on National Marquette Day.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I forgot about that.
That might be an embarrassing day for us.
Why did we choose them?
I don't know, man.
Because last year's game was incredible. Did you go to that game or no? Did you?
I was abroad.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
I hate when that happens.
I hate when you go abroad.
It happens way too often, man.
The game last year was a fun game to watch.
Really?
Yeah, I was sitting with your former roommate Jackson and one of his buddies.
Damn, that's so
because I was like the only one out of like a lot of people I went to like the festivities mm-hmm. with to make it to the game.
No way.
So I was like, you guys aren't going? I'm going.
Oh my God. Interesting. Who did we play last year?
St. John's. And Tyler Kolek took over that game.
Dude, that's my boy.
He started shooting threes. And he was making them, and I was like, okay, man, like this guy.
Dude, he's crazy. I wonder how he's doing on the Knicks.
I think he's like the third stringer.
Really?
And yeah, he does get into the game,
mm-hmm.
but like he's just a third stringer. So yeah. I mean, I feel like that's a typical like rookie that's like second rounder, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was a second rounder. I think he was 35th overall.
So I think... just how the way he is in turn, like his, it seems like his work ethic is like really good.
Yeah.
And it seems like he really puts in the time to like kind of grind it out. I really think he can make his way to be like a good backup.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think he,
in his early NBA career, I think he can definitely become like a good backup.
Yeah. For sure.
I've seen his highlights and I mean, it's preseason and everything, but he does look pretty good.
He can
shoot now. Like, he can shoot threes on a consistent basis now.
Yeah, he's really figured that out. Just the thing I've always said, his vision is just
Just yeah, and crazy. He's still making these crazy passes in the NBA.
Yeah.
And he's still, like, he plays, like, I've seen a lot of players that completely change how their game is because of the NBA. Mm-hmm. Kolek plays the same exact as he played here last year. He has the same That's exact, crazy. Like, he still comes off the screen. He still, like, kind of pushes the defender behind him.
Yeah.
And then makes the pass. He still goes up with, like, he still does those layups.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, he has more of a bag now because he can kind of drill threes now. Because
mm-hmm.
yeah. I remember that was a problem like 2 years ago. Everyone was like, but he can't shoot. And
yeah, I remember my sophomore year when he would we saw him going up for a three and the whole stadium would go, oh god.
Yeah, and now he can just so you could just see how much he's improved, and with NBA coaching, like I feel like he has a decent high ceiling. Like I think he can get somewhere. Like,
yeah. No, for sure.
I feel like he could stay in the NBA a decent while.
Yeah, I hope.
People compare him to, like, Austin Reeves.
Austin Reeves. Yeah, I feel like that's a good comparison.
You know?
Yeah.
But, like, Austin Reeves is, like, you have those three players. You have Austin Reeves, Dalton Knecht, and then Kolek.
Yeah.
I think those three players are, like, very similar, except Kolek is more of a point guard and pass first player.
Yeah. I wonder how Knecht is doing, because, dude, he was a dog last year in the tournament.
I think he plays a lot in the NBA.
That's good. I saw it, or was it just he had a preseason game where he put up like 40, didn't he? He like scored their last 20 points or something.
I think he was a steal, like in the draft.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know how he slipped as far as he did. I thought he should have been top 10.
But the dude from Duke is playing really well.
Cooper Flag?
No, the guy that got drafted, McCain.
Oh, yeah, he's Jared McCain.
He's had, like, four straight 20-point games now.
That's crazy,
He's
yeah.
been going off.
Yeah, I saw he put up 35.
Yeah.
Like, two nights ago.
He's been playing really well.
Yeah.
And then I think there was another rookie that went off, and I'm trying to remember who it was, but I can't remember.
Yeah, I feel like I haven't heard much of the rookies, but I also haven't been paying attention to the NBA much.
Me neither. I've just been kind of looking at the stats and like looking at what I see on social media.
Yeah.
But the people, I feel like people were saying that this draft class wasn't very strong.
Yeah,
and I feel like it's been proven wrong because I feel like a lot of these rookies are playing well.
Yeah, I thought it was like one of the weaker draft classes I've seen in a long time. Yeah. But I mean, they're playing well. I don't think there will be, like, any, like, top five player to come out of this draft. But, I mean, how many top five players can you have out of any given draft?
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's interesting. Because, I mean, I don't know. Because as these players get more experience, like, you'll see how they fit into, like, an NBA system rather than college.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
I know. It's so cool to see, like, they always say, like, how different the NBA is, how much faster it moves. It's just, like, it's crazy to actually see people have to change their game because
of it.
It
looks slower, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, well, like, I feel like it looks slower to us, but, like, the pieces are moving so much faster.
To the average person, I feel like the game speed looks a lot slower in the NBA.
Yeah. Well, I feel like that might be because of, I feel like it's more methodical, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, you see with, like in soccer with, like, Messi. Like, a lot of times it looks like he's not moving quickly. But then randomly, he'll turn it on.
Yeah.
I feel like it's the same thing.
Yeah, I guess. You're right. But you want to talk about how we had a mini game yesterday?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. We went to Valley Fields yesterday with me, Zach, and my two roommates, Roman and John. And we were playing 2v2 for a while, and that was super fun. And then there were a few other guys there that they were running like I think they were running fives, yeah. And they asked us if we wanted to hop in, and so we did. And it was a pretty good.
Was it 7-on-7?
No, it was 6v6. So they must have been running fours.
Oh, okay. I thought it was 7-on-7.
Yeah,
maybe
no.
I just miscounted or whatever. But mm-hmm. I thought that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, I had a, dude,
I did
I had
not
a great
expect
time.
That to happen, because normally, like, the people that go, like, that you play with are normally just in their own, like, little bubble.
Yeah.
Doing their own stuff, but
yeah, it's, with soccer especially, it's like, we are doing our own thing, please, just please just don't put a ball into our like area, and we won't look at you.
But they were nice guys. They were young, dude. Freshman and sophomore in high school. Yeah, and they were good, dude. They were good.
Yeah, no, they were all pretty solid. They were very good.
That one dude on our team with the beige shirt. He's kind of shorter. He could dribble, dude.
Yeah, that dude was crazy.
He could dribble, and then that one dude at the watermelon shorts.
Yeah, that dude. Dude, that dude's conditioning was just insane. He was playing sweeper keeper, and he would dribble up like every single play, and then would just
run back.
Yeah, he'd immediately get back. They didn't score on him for like 20 minutes.
I know. We held our own because we didn't give up a goal because they kept missing easy chances.
Yeah, I know. They didn't score until two of our players just stopped playing.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Yeah, two of our players. Dude, what did the lighting just like change?
That's what I thought. I thought I was going crazy though.
What were we saying? Oh, we had two guys on our team that just left the field, so we just had like four players.
Yeah, we still, dude. We were still playing well.
You scored a couple of times, right?
I sailed most of my opportunities.
We don't have to talk about those. we only talk about the ones you made.
Oh God, dude. Yeah, I scored a few times. Had my fair share.
Had it, yeah. Because you were playing the sweeper keeper, and then you were like, nah.
Yeah, I got tired of that, bro. Because everyone was just up the entire time. I wasn't doing anything.
Yeah, I think I drafted our team pretty well.
Yeah, no, we
for not knowing anybody.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, we definitely had a pretty solid team. What was I gonna say? I love 2v2s though. I was having so much fun.
Oh, the 2v2s are great. Yeah, we got to do that again with other people.
Okay,
so,
dude.
Because we got and normally we played the 2v2s with like a shorter field, but we made it pretty extensive.
Yeah, we did make it a pretty big field, but I kind of liked it.
I liked it. The only thing is, I think we could have made it just a little bit smaller.
Yeah.
Because we got tired after like 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Okay, that's good that you, were you getting tired? Because I was.
Everybody was. Okay. I think we all were getting. Okay. John was struggling a little bit.
I mean, yeah, I don't blame him. He had the pitcher of beer and a full pizza before.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, I just completely disregarded that.
Yeah.
John had a pregame before. He pregamed our soccer a little bit.
Yeah, he did. As John
did, he
does.
Score in the 7 and 6-on-6?
I
know Roman did a couple times, but
I don't think so because he was playing sweeper keeper the entire time. He'd like
he
randomly
was playing well though.
He was playing well.
Gosh, wish we had him on our team, another defender. But
oh God, dude, I know it's it sucks that they joined they were in that other league because yeah. I would have loved to have them on our team this year.
Mm-hmm. But we do play this Sunday tomorrow at 2:50.
2:50 p.m.
If anybody that's listening wants to come, you can.
pull up to Valley Fields.
Hopefully it's not storming because last week, I don't even think we mentioned this to the people.
No, we have not.
We played in a torrential downpour last week.
It was the worst conditions I've ever played soccer in before.
And the refs didn't want to see us succeed. They didn't want to see the comeback because we went down 1-0, and then the lightning signal went off, and then they kicked us out.
Yeah, they were scared of the comeback, bro.
They didn't want to see it because they knew we would have beat this team like 16-0.
Yeah, I think it wouldn't have been particularly.
Plus, close. I wasn't feeling that well before. I'm not gonna lie.
I was not feeling very good at all.
I know you weren't, but I wasn't just because I think I was just my stomach was because I let's see, I had work. And then I got back to watch soccer, and I had my breakfast and coffee, and then we played. And I was like
that. It was the coffee, bro.
Nah, it wasn't the coffee. Oh, because I had the coffee like at like 11. It's like a good like.
Yeah, no, you were chilling. You should have been chilling.
I think it was just like the bread and the ham and the cheese and the peanut butter.
What kind of breakfast were you eating?
I had peanut butter toast and then another sandwich after that.
Okay. I thought you ate all of those together. Imagine. And I was going to be like, what? What is that combination, man?
Sometimes you got to spice it up a little bit, no?
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. I also want to. Is this bad? So when I got. You remember how you were like, oh, I'm so hungry right now? Or we were all hungry after the soccer?
Yeah.
Because we burned just a load of calories
from
that. And I said I was going to buy Papa John's.
Did you get it?
No. I used the frozen pizza.
Dude. Why? What's wrong with that?
No. The funny thing is like, I ate that entire frozen pizza in like 10 minutes.
No, dude, I feel like that's typically how fast I'd eat a frozen pizza.
We were watching the Marquette game, and I took eight slices.
Mm-hmm.
I took two, went back to the couch. We were watching the game, like, destroyed them, went back. Like, it was every 2 minutes, or every, like, 3 minutes, I was going back to get two more slices.
I feel like when I'm eating a pizza and I'm watching something,
it's over.
It's over, dude.
That pizza's going to be destroyed in 2 minutes.
It's just when I'm not, like, actively paying attention to the, like, to the thing that I'm eating, I just keep eating. Like, anytime I, like, swallow, I immediately start eating again.
Yeah. It was bad, dude.
Yeah.
I went back up and I was like, oh my gosh, the pizza's gone, dude. What happened to it?
Oh my God.
And then my roommates were like, ooh, are we getting Papa John's? And I was like, Tempt me, dude.
Dude, you should have.
Two whole pizzas in a night.
For the one time.
Honestly,
though,
don't think I would have woken up the next morning.
Nah, bro, you'd have been chilling.
I think my blood pressure would have like skyrocketed.
Oh God, dude, it would have been over. You would have had the heart attack. Only if you had the garlic sauce.
That is like a topic for another discussion, but that is disgusting.
I actually have never had the garlic sauce. Dude, it was so tragic yesterday. You
it's
know
like
how
oil.
Yeah, bro. Probably, bro.
All oil.
You know how I was talking about how I wanted to get Wingstop yesterday?
Oh, yeah. The line?
Yeah, dude. So I went to one place. There was a Wingstop like 6 minutes from campus. I went to that one. It was like a ghost kitchen. You could only order online. And I hate ordering online. So there was,
you mess it up.
Yeah. So there was like another one like 10 minutes away. So I was like, oh, yeah, sure. Like we can just drive there real quick and I'll grab it. I pull up. There's like a million people inside the Wingstop. And I go up to order and the lady's like, yeah, sorry. It's a 90-minute wait.
Oh, wow. People are trying to get in before the fight, man.
Oh, God, dude. I thought here I was thinking that I had some genuine, unique idea. Apparently not. Apparently not. So I had to go get Panda Express. And it wasn't as good as Wingstop.
Yeah. Should have gone Papa John's.
I should have, bro. Next time.
It was calling your name.
It was
calling your name.
Yeah, dude. John made a frozen pizza after, and I really wanted to take a slice.
You should have asked him.
I should have, but I just killed an entire Panda Express thing. I was like, I probably shouldn't.
Yeah, so as we wind down a little bit, first of all, do you have your song? If you don't, I could just tell how much everybody appreciate you listening.
Yeah, play 505 by the Arctic.
Oh, yeah, you did have that. Okay.
Yeah.
Boy, yeah, do you have any, like, final words? Things to say? What's going on next week or what,
Next week, I don't, nothing, man. It's, semester's winding down. Nothing too crazy is going
last
on.
Last week before Thanksgiving break.
That's crazy.
So we will be having a Thanksgiving show.
No way.
So we'll see who's able to join me for that, but that should be a fun time.
Damn, that's so hype.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, thank you for having me on. I always appreciate it.
Yeah.
Hope everyone enjoyed. Hope everyone is well.
Yeah. I'll just follow up. But yeah, hope everybody has a good rest of the weekend. Enjoy it, I guess. Hopefully you have, I mean, I don't really have a whole lot next week. I mean, we got a big game next week, so. Against Purdue, so
yes, sir. Go Marquette.
Go Marquette, and yeah, we'll end on an Arctic Monkeys song called 505. I don't know how many times I've played it on the show, but it's definitely been a while. So if you missed the earlier one, this is a great song. So
banger.
It's a banger. But yeah, thanks everybody for listening, and you know, have a good weekend. So
bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. We'll see ya.
To 505, if it's a 7-hour flight or a 45-minute drive, in my imagination you're waiting, lying on your side with your hands between
stop.